Molly Parks was an employee of the Petersburg Borough's Parks and Recreation when she died in the 2016 vehicle crash. She and three other workers were on their way to set up for a running race as part of the borough's 4th of July celebration. The driver, Chris Allen, suffered a seizure in the moments before the van drove through a guardrail. Madonna and R.D. Parks have been seeking justice for their daughter's death for nearly 7 years. R.D. says the family never got answers from the borough.
It's been health. Basically, it's been health since July 4th, 2016. It's not as painful as it was, but it's still incredibly painful, and it will be for the rest of our lives. And the fact that this was so unnecessary, her employer just turned her back on us. They killed her, and then they just turned their back on us and never told us anything.
Molly was the couple's only child. Madonna Parks says the accident and the ensuing legal battle changed the entire landscape of their lives.
I never went back to work. I couldn't do it and do this too. It's hard. It's hard not having our daughter. It's hard. We just visited a niece who had twin boys. My daughters, we're not going to see grandchildren. You know, her classmates are getting married, having babies. She wanted to be a special education teacher. There's an opening at the school for that. She would have come back and applied.
The Parks family's lawsuit initially sought damages from the driver and the borough. Then the state was added, with the plaintiffs contending that the crash would not have happened if the state had installed a higher guardrail. At the end of February, the Supreme Court of Alaska dismissed the case. In a 2-1 vote, the court ruled that the borough followed Alaska law regarding the Workers' Compensation Act. Madonna and R.D. were out of town when they got the news. Madonna says the dismissal reopened the wound of Molly's death.
We were sitting in Orange Beach, Alabama. There's a park there that we rode our bikes every day through, and we stopped to have lunch, and there was the email from our lawyer. And I remember going, don't start crying here. Just don't do it. So I got up and went in the bathroom, got a little bit of it out, and came back, and it's like, I can't deal with this right at the moment. We're literally on our bikes. We decided to have one last ride, and it's like, we can't deal with it right here. So we just waited till that evening and went and read the decision, and it was soul-sucking. It was.
Chief Justice Daniel Winfrey and Justice Jennifer Henderson dismissed the case on the basis that the Parks family's appeal was too narrowly focused, and they decided the allegations against the borough and the driver, Allen, do not meet the requirements of an intentional harm claim under Alaska law. However, the two judges acknowledged that Parks' death was likely preventable and said they recognized the harshness of the low compensation available. Under the Alaska Workers' Compensation Act, the Parks family was only entitled to up to $10,000 for Molly's death. That amount was supposed to cover her funeral expenses. Justice Susan Carney dissented to the ruling, saying, quote, I cannot join in such a clear miscarriage of justice. Carney cited evidence of Allen's longstanding history of seizures before and after working at the borough. The court noted the seizures Allen suffered at work for the borough that same year, including one while working at the Petersburg Parks and Recreation front desk. Following that incident, the borough developed a plan to have a second employee always present with Allen so that he would not be alone during a seizure. However, Allen's supervisors allowed him to continue working as a lifeguard and drive the borough van. That was just 3 months before the accident that took the lives of Marie Giesbrecht and Molly Parks. Madonna says she and R.D. are still waiting for answers.
How was he hired to work in a facility that is geared towards children? Why did they give him the keys to that van? Was there an internal review afterwards? Was there any policy change? Did anybody get demoted? Did anybody get fired? Did anybody even get a stern lecture?
The borough declined to answer questions about the suit. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht also lost a daughter in the wreck, and he has remained quiet about the incident over the years. Instead, the borough released a written statement. It said the borough did not agree with Justice Carney's dissent, but said, quote, the borough's deepest sympathies go out to the Parks and Giesbrecht families. The pain of this tragedy will stay with Petersburg forever. Moving forward, the Parks family hopes to work with the state legislature to change the Workers' Compensation Act, which, they say, allows individuals, businesses, and government entities to hide behind the shield of workers' compensation when their actions result in death or injury to their employees.
I mean, this is the last thing we will ever do for her. You know, we'll always remember her and honor her memory, but this is the last piece of justice we can get for her. I mean, she just walked out the door on a Saturday morning and never came home. And she went to a very low risk job. She wasn't logging. She wasn't fishing. She wasn't in a float plane. She should have come home that night.
If the Parks family is successful in getting the workers' compensation statute changed, they hope it will be named Molly's Law. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.